White cat.
Oh, there he goes. B1. Okay. If you can sing it, you can probably play it. If you're a guitar player. So if you can do that, you can probably finger it. Okay. We're listening to Angry Mountain. That's what, not like first time with her. All my friends who heard this guy, like, whoa, holy cow, what's his name? Ingui. It's W. It's W. So it's V. Ingui. Ingui. Not V. Oh, I guess it is V because. Austrian? It's Austrian, isn't it? I forgot. It's from Arnold Land. I heard it's like, he's super arrogant. I know. He's like, I'm not, but no way he is. Everybody will work for him. But everybody also bow down to him at the same time. This is an old story. I never met this guitar, old guitar tech. I don't know if it's still the same guitar tech. Rough. It's from England. I think it's from London. No, he's not from. Is he from London? England? Well, anyway, Rough. If you, I don't think he's listening, but if you are listening, hello, you know who I am. Maybe through Doggy Dog. But anyway, so the story was passed on to me about this whole thing when I went on tour with other Doggy Dog. It's like one night, like one tour, like just beginning the tour. I don't know. Somehow Ingui peed off the guitar tech so much that that was the guy named Ruff. Like Ruff. Just like, I think it slapped him with, I don't know what it is. It went off on him. Then went to head to the hotel room. Was like, crap, this is it. I'm off the tour. And I pack up and go back home. And then you get a knock at the hotel. Dop, dop, dop. He goes to the door, looks at the peephole. And there it is. Ingui and the tour manager. I was like, all right, he opens, let him in. Tour manager says, Ingvi wants to say something to you. I apologized. Like, whoa. Because all the story we heard before that is like, he's this guy. I mean, he's fortunate also. But just arrogant. We never apologize. No way. They did it. Like, whoa. Holy cow. That's amazing. Anyway, we're listening to this. It's 1988 album called Facing the Animal. Animal. This riff been done by so many bands. It's the easiest chord pattern. You just stay one spot. And the drummer get the ride bell, the center. Ding ding ding. Metal. This is metal. So loud. Anyway, welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. I'm drinking Rockstar right now. Because I had 2 cups of coffee. Had 1 cup of coffee at 1 o'clock. Woke up a little bit, had a coffee. Like maybe I should stay up. Then I was just lying on bed, doing stretches, and then pass out till like 8 o'clock morning. So I had another coffee. I just like, all right. Then I was watching some video, had another cup. So I got 3 cups. Sorry, I lied. I had 3 cups. Was watching a steak driving with Michael Farah on one of the special cars Delara makes. Oh my god. Open wheeled. Just like, okay, cool. Just before starting my podcast, I'm like, okay. What am I going to drink? I'm not going to drink. I've been drinking iced tea. Just got sick of it. It's like, should I drink water? I was like, oh, I don't want water. This is my left side of my brain against my right side of my brain. Right side is like, I don't want nothing. Wait a second. I see a rock star. Hey, what had that? I'm okay with that. So, anything interesting over the weekend? Well, except people. That's it. You walk in them. Strangely, everybody went to Costco's yesterday. It's packed with lots and lots of people and just blindly staring at you. Pushing the car, even though like you got a ride away, they're just pushing a car and looking at you like you don't exist. People just push. Like, push, come on. It's like a zombie. I'm sure they're not like that, but it's weird. It's so weird. Super weird. I'm zeroing out my volume sliders. Okay, here we go. Yeah, it's just weird. I walk around and it's just... the other half is like, they're cool, they're like, let you go, and stuff. People just cut you off. I mean, some Indian kid just cut you off, didn't. So the parents were like, hey, you can't do that. So that part's cool, but they still let it go, so you should be doing. To teach your kids how to be, but I don't know. The cultural thing is totally different one side to the other side. It's just same thing. When I grew up in Taiwan and stuff, those of us live in Taipei with upper class, upper middle class, different. We're very properly trained. So we didn't cut people out and try and be respectable and all that stuff. Then the rest of the kids are like, right? But that's a whole culture thing. Then, you know, you think about it, then you want to come to the States. Majority of people, okay. But then you got a few that's a little different. They don't care. You would think like, oh, yeah, this is only happening here and there. And it's like, no, it's everywhere. Everybody, there are people just like that. So it is a cultural thing, but it's like these type of people think this way. That's how they move about. And then there's these people over here, well-trained people, and would be more kind and stuff. And, you know, it's a society. So I don't care if somebody said like, oh, this country, because people are like, and when they come to the state, they're like, no, well, when we go over there, the country, they're so rude. Yeah, well, we got rude people here too. Damn it. They don't think about that stuff. People don't look at it. No, I think I know what it is. When I became a, even though I did the studio photography, like still life stuff, but I went out and took photos and videos for some people. And sometimes I see it, I just like, I think I have a different vision when you see it. And also went on tour with bands and go around the world and start seeing like, oh, okay, this common thing everywhere. No, it's going to be loud people. It's going to be quiet people. It's going to be the rest in between. That's all it is. Which people? Oh, somebody coming. Which people? Everybody. All different people on Earth, Earthlings have, doesn't matter which country you're from, some Earthling is just not gonna go the way you want to. Then you have a choice. You have a choice. Hey, you suck, I rock. Or you can just like, whatever. Just walk away from it. And anything, interaction in between. Right? So this is personal choice. It's always comes down to like personal choice. Do you want to engage? What do you want to say? No. It's not. Is it worth it? And this is the part, I think, what's happening with the with these protests, some of the protests, yeah, I totally agree, like, should be a protest. But then there's the other ones, like, just far off. Like, what are you guys doing? You ruined it. Everybody can see that. And they just go, yeah, we're solidarity with. And they just keep repeating the same thing. And it's like, okay, there's a core group over there saying all this stuff that the rest of them that follow. Like when I say capture, that's what I capture. They capture them. Then they say, you're going to say this. And let's everybody say, they all say the same thing. And now I'm thinking, when I read about all this, people don't want to belong to a group. They want to feel loved by the group. And since they don't belong, say, let's go protest and we can belong to this. Now the protest doesn't have to be on the street. Protest could be anywhere. Protest could be against something. That's why you're protesting. So it could be protesting at your house. Like, I don't like the way you do things. There you go. And you shout loud. You suck. You suck. Keep repeating. Guess what? You're protesting. But that's what it is. That's what protest to me, at least. So I've just been saying so many of these protests. I just like, they're mindlessly saying things. Do these people actually believe it? Or they just, I just want to be a part of it. Like, because it's fun. No, all they do like that. Like, holy cow, man. Do they even know what's happening? Like, do we know? Then people, you know, the people up there making things happen, they're watching. They're watching all these people doing protests. It's like, hey, we can use this to play our chessboard. This, the chess they play is not one-to-one. It's like the family against family. And there's multiple families playing this on this board. And some of them will team up together, and the next day they'll split or go against each other. And they're the one who say, hey, let's do protesting here. People like to protest stuff. Oh, they're getting, gathering together. Okay, let's make some kind of event happen so they protest this. Let's see what happens and wheel them to the next one. It's like leaving a trail of crumbs for these people. Just follow this, follow that. And I don't need to tell majority of people who's handing out the money, because it's obvious. If you read the news, if you don't, well, read the news then. You'll find out. They're leaving the crumbs. They're leading a portion of the population to follow that crumb. And I'm just like, oh, I hope everybody sees that. But I just feel the majority, maybe I'll say like more than 50% of people just, they're not seeing it, or they don't have time, or like I said, they want to feel belong, so they're just doing anything to be part of it. It just, wow. No, somebody, oh, this person got killed from something. Let's protest. And it screams when you do that, when your microphone peaks, like right now, I'm peaking. Like, so clipping. Yeah, they're screaming like that. I was like, hey, man, chill out. Really? But then, I don't know. I have to say, in a decade or so, this whole society is going to change. I'll be surprised there won't be any crazy dystopian stuff, but maybe they're training us to be dystopian. Going green. I'm looking at your post right now. Going green. NYC hottest new club, Midtown branch of the fast casual chain, goes viral. What is this place? We won't be vegans. Soon those places will be like crickets. You like them. Have some. Like, oh. No, veggies is fine. I like veggies. This weekend I had the chef salad. But I also had meat. Also ate some meat too. You know, it just a well balanced diet. That's what you're supposed to have. Yeah, so I don't know what this vegan stuff. There's a whole bunch of places here that makes this stuff too. I don't know. What's this thing called? The cover. The cover. Customer waited in line for 90 minutes at this place called Cava. What street's on 38th? Oh, I know where it is. I live in New York for a long time. I know the whole street, pretty much all the streets. This is the new trendiest thing. Let's go. Now, I have this stuff, I could probably cook. But the New York people don't cook, do they? Actually, they do. I have met like several people that live in New York, even though they go out and eat and stuff. But occasionally they buy stuff and they cook. And it's like the wonderful stuff. It's like, holy cow. And so it's just convenience. In New York, you're not going to stay in an apartment for too long. And you don't want to clog up your refrigerator. So you get the small one. So you can only have like one or two things. And because there's so many variety of food in a big city that any can get to, you don't have to drive. You just walk down the street and you can get something. It's easy to fill up the fridge, so they don't cook for good reason, because it's always leftovers. And somewhere else, you know, the cooking's not bad. It's pretty good, some of the places. Rapid food, conversation. Rapid food, this is what I like about New York City. Just kidding. I don't get the obsession displayed by many young people over food. Me neither. I just go to like pizza place. Pizza place, falafel place, I don't know, taco place. Like whatever I can grab and go. Like these people online just go and boom, get out. Except some of the coffee places. Some coffee shops are like, they make one most wonderful cup of coffee that I'll stay in line a little bit. But if 90 minutes, New York, that's pretty inconvenient. It's like, nah, I'll try another time. No point. And it's word of mouth too. It's like, oh, this place is wonderful. They never, oh my God. Then everybody just like one talk to another, and it's like everybody. And this is another thing. Like what I said in the beginning. It's that thinking. It's like a mass consciousness affecting everybody else. It's like all of a sudden there's breadcrumbs somewhere. This place is great. And then the person, some other people say, yeah, that place is great. And then everybody will go over there. Say, what happened to your place? Well, it's still good. But I like the new place. And just they do it. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, yeah, social media. That's how they do it. Living in the city, I'm like, I don't know. To me, it would just like, it's long line. If there's a long line, I don't want to wait. I don't have time for that. Like, I gotta go to work, even though I don't have to go to work. I'll be like, I have to go do something else. Yeah. It's like, yeah, just grab a little corner, grab pizza, and walk right out and be happy. It's crazy. The Precron stuff. If you see it, see that whole thing. Sometimes it's not by the big guys. Sometimes just people want to do this thing, and all of a sudden everybody's doing it. It's like influential. You know? Like I said, it's a mass consciousness thing. It just. Anything else? I don't know. Anything on the news? Hey, there's a picture of Sinatra. Just that one picture. Actually, I've seen the mugshot, the actual mugshot. And the report of Sinatra, like why he's not allowed to go back to New Jersey. It's like, oh, like, wow. Okay. Holy cow. Pretty neat. Why I'm looking at Sinatra, because it's on your post. I'm just scrolling. Gene Simmons quiz. Kiss. How many times now? I'm going to quit. Thing comes back. I'm going to quit. Thing comes back. I'm going to take my take my, we're going to take our makeup off. No, we're going to pull it back on. Kiss. Gene Simmons is about the same as Yngwie. About the same. Those two. It's just, Gene is more, I think he's more like laid back. A lot more laid back. Very old. I mean, I don't know. What are they, like 80s, 70s, 80s? I would quit because, you know what, we made our first or second album, and whatever, third or fourth, maybe. And we got like hits. I'm happy. I'll take my percentage sales or whatever it comes in, like, you know, not copyright, what's that thing? You pay the musicians for playing music. And commercials and stuff. I was like, yeah, royalty things. Yeah. Get paid for that. Yeah. So I just take that and just like chill out for the rest of my life. Yeah. Those guitar solos that he does, it's only music. You can if you learn how to play this, you can play some of the new stuff. Can use that. Don't look the way he plays it. It's only he can only play it with his band. That is it. You try to play a regular song, like a rocking song. Go, it's like, well, it doesn't fit. No, it doesn't fit. Even like Metallica, when you play with Metallica, it's like, no, it doesn't work. No. Just no. I don't know what else is there. We're like half hour in. Jeez. Like 20 more minutes. Yeah, I have to. I set it for 50 minutes because it forces me to think about stuff. And good thing the armors I took for the last couple of days stayed. So, yeah, no brain fog. No, I'm thinking that this armor stuff, is it the same? But is it the same thing that Alex Jones or other people are selling? Because I have Brain Force and I tried it. It's like, oh, okay, it's not bad. But I took one little bit of warmness and it's like, whoa, cleared up within seconds. So I'm thinking maybe they took a little bit of this and pull it into the Brain Force. I don't know what it is, but I know it's Ormus on both ends, both things. Ormus, the finest powder you can possibly get with something. Now the Ormus I got, it's got minerals in it, so it's whatever the finest you can get of that. Then you got iron and sulfur. We take it because all the nerve endings everywhere, and we say give it iron, got extra iron, it poops out, you poop out. We get sulfur, you got too much sulfur, you poop out. Mostly a sulfur, I poop out. Yeah, it, when you poop out, it comes in like oil or very oily oil. It's like, I don't know, fat. It clumps together in the fat. So it does work very well, but I know it's not supposed to take all that stuff too often, so I have to back off on it. But I'm just wondering if all these like nootropic stuff, if everybody's like just grabbing the same ingredients, or maybe we will put some other stuff in there. Maybe cut it. Something. Yeah. Let's do that. And they sell it. And we'll call it something. Yeah. Like, ooh. That's also psychological. You know, that it's like placebo effect. Somebody tells you, oh, this stuff is great. Then you take it like, oh, I feel great. Like, that's not a breadcrumb thing. It's weird, man. Now, the Ormus thing I got, I found it. I didn't get it from anywhere else or listen to anybody. I'm just like, looking for that Ormus, type in Ormus, and I found this company up in Washington State, sell this stuff. I was like, oh, let me try it. And it works. Well, in the beginning, they have the pill form, so like, in the bottle that came with it says, you want a detox, like super detox. Eat seven of these per day. I'm like, what? No. I just took one. One was enough. And I realized one was too much. So I backed it off. Just have a tiny bit of it. Like a little dab. Maybe like 1/120th of a capsule. That's all I needed. Okay, anything else? Living vehicle launch off grid mobile homes creates water humidity. Oh, I know that machine. Mobile homes. Do you want one? I don't know. I don't know if I want. Like to get an Airstream. Because it just looks cool, right? Looks really cool. But you gotta upkeep those things. Love to get like a feet dub. V-dub, even the new V-dub. I'm not sure I'm looking at it right now. There's somebody's... Are they coming to the U.S.? The ID Buzz fan. It's all electric too. Like, ooh. I don't know. Can you live in there? Get into a living van? I guess you can, right? Either rack on top, I'm gonna pull that. Maybe not, I don't know. Definitely can fit a lot of equipment in the back. ID. Have to see. I like the original V-dub fan. Dun, 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 dun. What else is there? I don't know. It's Monday. It's just like the picture I put up today for this podcast. The little puppy sleeping. That's what I feel like right now. Like, I'm awake, but it's just it's a lazy day. And plus, it's super hot right now. So, I have my fan on medium right now, but before it was blowing crazy. Super hot, I'm sweating. Let me see what other stuff they got around the world. Nothing. Oh, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. U.S. military moving assets, Pelosi. Made a lot of money. Why is she in jail? Insider trading. Yeah. Wait, if politicians do insider trading, don't they get... they do nothing. Why? Because everybody else got blackmailed. Oops. If you blackmail everybody. So I got this thing on you. If you do anything, I'll send you to the No, it would be like something like Epstein thing. Oh, that. Fine, we'll arrest you. But no guarantees in the future, all right? Wonder if that's it. Let me see. Pelosi expect to land in Taiwan on Tuesday night. I hope they throw stinking tofu. But they all working together. Taiwan, it's not gonna make any difference at all. Amazon cuts employees. I'm on the zero hedge. I'm just looking at this. 1,000+ year old idea. Is the latest crypto trend. What does that mean? I gotta read that. China ramps up aid in Syria. And they want Taiwan. Why? Because they want the correct stinky tofu recipe. They don't make it like that. In China, they don't make it fresh like that. I don't know. I hope they don't taint. I mean, if it does happen, I just hope they don't taint the street food market. Because it's going to kill. Everybody's going to leave. Well, the rich people are like, oh, I can't get my... Oh, man, can't get my... stinky tofu... My soupy buns. I can't get my scallion pancakes. Oh, forget about it. I'm leaving. I'm gonna go US. We're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, steaks, falafels, gyro. I don't know what else. Breakfast. Belgian waffles. Oh, I have a waffle maker thing. But just like, I want to get the round ones from Cuisinart now. Because I have some Belgian waffles. God, I like these better than the regular waffles I make. The square ones. No, just not the same. Yeah. We want that. If you're going to ruin our street food, we're going to go to the other place for their street food. Would that happen? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going to happen. Try not to Pelosi. You'll perish over Taiwan. Ooh. Wow. If we go to Taiwan, we're going to send our J-something plane, the stealth copy. And we're going to take you out. Here's a good article. Pelosi is irrelevant. China was already planning invasion of Taiwan. Yeah, most of us knew that. I don't know. Really don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. How they're going to do it. Or they're going to do it. Or is there something else in there? I think the current president of Taiwan is already working with China. Even though she said, we don't want China. But they're probably working together. I don't know. Why? Because World Economic Forum. She's installed. A lot of people didn't know that. She is supposed to go to, is supposed to write, yeah, the dissertation or something. He's supposed to do this research for your master's, to get your master's. They cannot find anything that lady did. President Tsai. Then they cannot find nothing. No records of master. She got her doctor's degree. Didn't get any. And in Taiwan, you cannot be a president unless you went through that. So there is this thing, right, with her. Then if you read it, she wants the green thing. The Green New Deal, just like AOC does. I'm okay with the green. Like, you want to go with whatever, non. But it's not going to work. And it happened in the middle of Taiwan, called Taizong. They say, we're going to do wind power. We're going to do solar power. And all of a sudden, they don't have sun and they don't have wind, and there's no way to keep all the electricity. They didn't have the infrastructure to keep storing those energy. So, and they shut down the nuclear power plant there. And they said, all right, we're going to go with coal again. And they ruined the pollution in that city. And it's like, I've been to that city. It's a beautiful city, but when I went there, they had nuclear power. So it was clean. Like, everywhere, there's no pollution. I didn't see anything. But now, you know what? It's like polluted, and there's like so much carbon. I thought you guys want to be carbon neutral. Now you got more. You got double, triple carbon. And this is the whole thing with the carbon neutral thing. Okay, you do carbon neutral. Guess what? You and me, everything we own, objects to anything, even food, it's all made of carbon. How do you go, you know, if you take out one, the other carbon will come out, take over. You think that eating vegetables is not going to produce carbon? Plants have more carbon than probably animals, right? Who knows? I don't know about that. But it's mainly carbon. Everything's carbon-based. We got lower. It's not going to work. The planet will fix itself. Don't even bother with it. Don't look into it. Oh, we can't use gas. Oh, we can't do it. Oh, we're going to kill our environment. Oh, there's not enough land for people. There's a study done that if get all the people together around the world, several billion, they can live in a small area. They can if you like 6 feet apart, or even like say one house apart, you can fit everybody in San Diego. Like, oh, okay, then we can spread out, right? But this exactly like what I said with the breadcrumb stuff. They entice you to live in certain places. Look the way the right now with the after pandemic and the inflation stuff. Look at the population movement. There are more people here where I live. When I first came here, there's not a lot of people. Now it's like quadrupled amount of people. It's becoming New Jersey, Bergen County, New Jersey. It's becoming that now. So you can see like population movements. Based on that, you can tell like, and those are breadcrumbs, how they entice people to that. It's all working together. I'm cleaning my monitor. Felt something sticky. Here we go. But anyway, yeah. Holy cow, right? See the whole population move towards this way. It's like, why are they doing that? Then you see the state they're coming from. They're doing something with the real estate. Who's buying out lands? What's the purpose of it? Is it done on purpose? So they doing the breadcrumb thing with the city too, with population too. So they gather everybody, go to this central area. This is the best place to live. And everybody goes there. And it's open land everywhere else. And it's like, we're going to buy it. It's not worth anything now. Let's go buy it. Big companies, big people, then when the people decide to move back, we charge triple. Or it's like, we're going to use it for something else. We're going to farm stuff. And when people request beef, and be like, nope. Why? Because you live over there. We live over here. This is ours. You don't get nothing. It's like a privilege thing. So, but it's a breadcrumb of like, I can't believe that. I didn't want to believe that for years. Then somebody showed me a graph like how they did it, and then somebody showed me a graph how they did it in Shanghai. How they grabbed all the farmers and to go over there, then big companies take over the farming area. When the people go back, they lost their place. It's not yours anymore. We bought it. Oh, damn. And they stockpiling food everywhere too. So it's like, oh, zoinks. Yeah, it's a mess. It's really messed up, but they're doing it. I'm just glad that I can go out and get White Castles and eat French fries. Like, Gustav, Gustav. I have that choice, but will one day we don't have that choice? Will that come? Or will it go the opposite? Like, we're going to free the people. People are free now. And that's another thing. Those who said, we're with the people, we're going to free everything, they will do a little bit, and then they take, they don't put a full on. They don't give you the full thing. They say, just give a little taste. It'll grab you again. So I don't know. I heard that some people from some researchers and others with the UFO thing has predicted that they're gonna introduce the alien stuff. There's a alien race gonna come and save all of us. Like, yeah. I don't think so. It's another breadcrumb. Like, only you, me, can save ourselves. That is it. So that's what I'm going to aim for. I'm going to save myself. If I can save people around me, I'll save that. And just, that's it. And try to inform as much as I can to anyone listening to my podcast. And that's it. That's all you need to do. That's all you can do. Unless you have billions of dollars, then you can go and like do something, right? If you don't have that, just inform. Be informed and inform others and find a way. It's like, okay. All of us here in the mass can work together somehow. And that's it. With the podcast on Monday, August 1st. Wow. Welcome to August. Welcome to the last month of summer. Was it last month? Or September is the last month. Well, anyway, it's going to get super hot. Welcome. And I'll be back on Wednesday. I'm doing no long goodbyes today, just this short one. So see ya. Ciao.